Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kendra. How may I help you?
Kendra, my name is Catherine Bosgarden, and last month I received a charge of $49.89 for, it looks like, Pure Prime TrendyGadgets.com, I think is the name of the organization, and I had no idea who they are. I received nothing from them. I think I may have filled some information out online in error, and I called, and I said, I have no idea what this is for. I've received nothing. I'm not interested in receiving anything, and I want my account credited. Okay? Should I spell my name for you, dear?
Could you provide me with your zip code so I can pull up an account?
Sure. 28805.
What's your first and last name, ma'am?
My first name is Catherine with a K, and the last name is Bosgarden, B-O-S-C-A-R-D-I-N.
Okay, and could you verify your address for the security of the account?
Sure. My address is 305 Piney Mountain Drive, Asheville, and Unit D for David 1, Asheville, North Carolina, 28805.
Okay, so I do see that this account was already canceled and you were already refunded $45 on this 22nd.
Yeah, well, they charged me again on my February statement.
Well, ma'am, the last time you were billed was the 14th of February.
Yeah, well, I was billed on a statement. Yeah, but I had called in January and canceled it. I had canceled this account in January, and to prove that, I've got a refund on this February statement of $45, okay? But then they charged me again on February 15th.
Well, ma'am, I don't see anything saying that you called in January to cancel.
Well, darling, in January when I got my statement, I canceled it. And they said, they sent me an email response and said I would get a refund. And I did get a refund dated February 23rd on my statement. But I also got another charge on February 15th.
That's the charge they refunded you for, ma'am.
They didn't refund me the first charge? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, because there was no cancellation. So that's why you were billed again. If your account was canceled, you wouldn't have been billed for February.
Well, why did they send me a refund in February if they didn't know the account was canceled? That seems very peculiar.
Well, ma'am, you called and canceled on the 22nd of February. That's when that refund was issued.
I see. So what you're telling me is if I called on February 22nd, it was too late to cancel the January charge. Is that what you're saying?
Well, if you called and canceled on January 22nd, they only assisted with the most recent charge.
Well, why would they let me ask you this. Why, if I called and canceled in January, would they charge my account again on February 15th?
Well, ma'am, the account wasn't canceled, so that's why you were billed in February.
But it was canceled in January, dear.
Ma'am, there's no cancellation on the account for
January.
All right,
well, what is this organization? I have never received anything in the mail. I have received nothing, no notification. I have no idea who they even are. What are they charging me for?
Well, it was a contest entry done for a Dyson vacuum cleaner that enrolled you
right,
into the bike.
Right, that was it. And you know, when I filled it out, they said, well, you are not eligible, and that was the end of it. And that was it. They said, I got a statement online, you know, you are not eligible for whatever reason, and that was that. But I do not understand how they can refund me in February and charge me as well. That does not make any sense. That doesn't make any sense at all. And I did not write down the date that I called and asked that this be canceled. I had no idea who these people were or what it was. So I am, what I'm essentially doing is I am calling and saying I was charged twice, $49.89 for I have no idea what. Nothing.
Okay, ma'am. So it shows that you called in today earlier already. Did you?
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. And okay. I got no satisfaction from the young man.
Okay, ma'am.
Now,
so
I don't understand how that I can be charged twice for something I did not want at all, and I called and canceled. I don't understand that.
Well, ma'am, okay, so the account first.
Are you telling me that that I received absolutely nothing from this organization, and they can charge me $49.89 a month?
Okay, ma'am, let me see if I can explain it a little better. So the account started January 14th. There's no cancellation. There's no refunds. So that's why when you called in on the 22nd of February, your account was canceled, and by that time you were already billed, which was on the 22nd.
I was billed a second time by the time they, they had the 23rd is the refund date. So I am just out that other month. Is that it?
Yes,
but you have to understand, dear, I received absolutely nothing. I have no idea what the charge is for.
Okay, so with the Bites Hub, all that information for your subscription will go to your email on how to be able to log in and get access to those recipe guides.
I don't want any. That's what I told the young lady when I called and canceled. I don't want any recipe guides. I've been the same weight for 60 years, for God's sake. I mean, this is crazy. It is a scam. This organization, it was a total scam.
No, ma'am, it's not a scam. It was
in
the terms and conditions.
It was a scam because I filled out all this stuff only to get a ticket to possibly win a vacuum cleaner, for God's sake. And then at the end of the, filling out online, they said, well, you're not eligible, and I thought that was the end of it. And then I start getting these charges on my bank statements. So I don't know if they're charging me $49.89. What are they charging me for? Have you any idea yourself?
It's for the Bites Hub. And, ma'am, if you weren't eligible, you wouldn't have never been charged.
So they were going to charge me $49.89 a month every month for what?
Well, it's a monthly charge for the Bites Hub. And each month that you earn,
I don't even know who they are. And they, by the way, in the information that I got online advertising this vacuum cleaner business, they were never mentioned. Never mentioned. I had no idea who they are. So obviously, I'm really upset, and I want I've been charged twice. I want two refunds.
Well, ma'am, I can only assist with the most recent charge, which would have been that February charge. So there's nothing I can do for the January charge, ma'am.
Well, I guess I just have to investigate this organization then. That is really stinky. And are they going to attempt to charge me again in March?
No, ma'am. Your account was canceled.
Okay. Thank you. Goodbye.
And thank you for calling customer support.